أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأخرج لهم عجلا جسدا له خوار فقالوا هذا إلهكم وإله موسى فنسي أفلا يرون ألا يرجع إليهم قولا ولا يملك لهم ضرا ولا نفعا. صدق الله العظيم. The discussion is Musa alayhi salatu wassalam came back to his people. Obviously, Allah Ta'ala had informed him that his people are in a fitna. They are in a state of corruption insofar as the iman is concerned. And Musa alayhi salatu wassalam addressed them when he had seen this fitna. So they said to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, the reality that they had the jewelry, the ornaments of the Qibtis, of the Egyptians, the Coptics, and now they understood and realized that they should not be carrying it with them. It was a trust and amana. Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam in the one narration had suggested that this fire be kindled and all of it be thrown into it. So they say to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, فَكَذَلِكَ الْقَسَّامِرِ. We are also thrown, and now similarly this person Samiri, his name was Musa ibn Zafar, he had also thrown. It comes in a narration that when he had what he had in his hand, in the ayats that come forward, what he had in his hand was the earth that he had collected when he had seen once Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam coming to Musa alayhi salam. And on that occasion, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam was mounted on a horse. And what he had noticed, others didn't notice, that wherever the hooves of that horse had placed its hoof, then that land, the dry earth, had become lush. So he had collected that dust and that earth, and he had kept it aside with him. And on this occasion, that is what he had in his fist, in his hand. And then he asked Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam, that make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that whatever my desire be, that desire be fulfilled. And I will throw whatever I have. Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wassalam had thought he had some pieces of gold or of silver or some jewelry in his hand. And Harun alayhi salam was under the impression that that is what he is going to throw. In other words, fulfill the hukam of Allah, fulfill the command of Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wassalam. So Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wassalam made this dua, that whatever Samiri has in his heart, the desire that is there, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fulfill it. And he threw this piece of earth or that sand that he had into the fire. Now obviously he had understood something, and what he actually understood was that this is something that brings life. It was the hooves of Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam's horse that he had mounted and was riding. Whatever was dead was becoming alive on the earth, so it will give life. And hence he put this Bani Israel into this great fitna. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. فَأَخْرَجَ لَهُمْ عِجَلًا جَسَدًا لَهُ خُوَارٌ. Then he had taken out for them, for the Bani Israel, عِجَلًا, a calf, جَسَدًا, a real body. In certain narrations he carved it out, in other narrations itself, all that gold and silver that was melting in the fire itself came out into the form and into the shape of a calf. لَهُ خُوَارٌ. And it had the noise, the sound that a cow makes, the bellowing of a cow, that low sound that a calf makes. That is what had happened. And then فقالوا هذا إلهكم وإله موسى. They began to say. Now according to Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayh, the Banu Israel were now split into three groups. One group would say, Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, very firm on the iman. The other group would Samiri, that now became very firm on shirk, that worshipped this calf. And on the other hand, there was the third group, that they were, so to say, not here and not there. They worshipped the calf, but they would await Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's coming, that if he said it is okay, we will worship. If he said no, we will stop. And this group, the group with Samiri, they began to say, Hada ilahukum, this is your ilah, this is your deity, your God, your object of worship. Wa ilahu Musa, and it is also the God and the object of worship of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And from here we get a very, very clear idea. Few ideas. One is that what he had taken was something that was regarded as Mubarak, as blessed. What he used something blessed for, that was blasphemy against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and it put the entire nation into a fitna, into a trial, into a corruption. The other thing that we see is how people will connive and they will turn us away from our deen. And this part, wa ilahu Musa, it is also the God of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. See how convincing they would try to be. Further, fanasiya, and Musa alayhi salam forgot. He forgot that this is his original God. This is his object of worship. He went to Mount Tur to fetch a Torah, to fetch a kitab. For what? He had forgotten that this is the God. Allah says, أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَلَّا يَرْجِعُ إِلَيْهِمْ قَوْلًا. Agreed that the cow began to bellow. It began to make the sound of a cow. All of that was in its place. However, when they spoke to this cow, when they asked from this cow, when they made dua to this cow, could they not see that the cow was not responding to their call? Could they not see that the cow was not understanding what they were asking for? This cow didn't even have even one quality of being an object of worship besides the noise that he had been making. وَلَا يَمْلِكُهَا, and this cow did not have the any ability of dar, that is of harm, and nafa, and that is of good, of profit, or creating any benefit for a person. And these are supposed to be the qualities of a person that is being worshipped. And that of course we find in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We ask Allah for dua, we ask Allah, Allah grants us. Allah has all power of all profit and loss, all good and bad. All of it is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك.